Okay. You're listening to Live from Mount Sinai on the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This is Moisha. We had some really severely fucked up technical problems today with the show, and I would like to express my apologies to Riz, as well as my audience, for not giving you a live show, the live show at 8 o'clock that we had planned. What happened was that I had made an arrangement to interview the freeway blogger, and so I called him up at our appointed time, which was like 10 minutes before the show, 8 o'clock Pacific time, and he wasn't there. I don't know what happened, but I don't know if he blew me off or what, or, you know, maybe he got into a car accident or something. Who knows? There was no guest, man. I was out of guest. So after that, I'm like, oh shit. So it's 8:05. So I call Riz, you know, and I'm hoping that he would be good enough to do the show with me. So we would be able to provide you with the show. And he was good enough. He was really cool, and we did a whole show. It was a great fucking show. We argued about the ACLU. I argued that they were hypocritical assholes, that people like Pee Wee Herman have to register with a child sex offender in a child sex offender registry. He's treated like he's like the rapists and child molesters because he downloaded internet porn, child porn. And on the other hand, the ACLU is bending over backwards, helping the Republicans, stop any prohibitions against all the millionaires, giving them millions and millions of dollars, so to help their war chest, so that they could basically brainwash the masses with complete horseshit. But the ACLU, they're like, oh God forbid someone, prevent giving money to Republicans, but they don't want to look bad. They're afraid that they will be perceived as being sort of endorsing child pornography. If they help someone like Pee Wee Herman, if they speak up about it, because the federal government really is violating Pee Wee Herman's right to privacy, right to freedom of expression, I believe, Certainly, it's thought crime. You know, I'm not afraid to say it. I don't think, as long as you assert that child pornographers, you know, should be locked up and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. I mean, I don't see. I don't see the harm. I don't know about the harm, but I don't see how you should be deprived the freedom of looking at something. I mean, I'm not endorsing child pornography, but I mean, I don't look at child porn, but for example, I might want to read Mein Kampf, it's the same sort of thing. In Germany, I can't even do that. But I might want to read Mein Kampf because, I might want to learn something. It's the same, sort of thing. It's sort of like policing, thought. When I mean learn something, I don't mean learn how to be a Nazi. I want to learn how Nazis think. I'd actually tried to read Mein Kampf, but it's so fucking boring. I've never been able to get past like the first few pages. It's just unbelievably boring. It's good that I won't say it's good, but I think the world would have been a better place if Hitler would have just stuck to prose. It's not prose, but just stuck to writing his propaganda because it was really awful. It's boring. But anyways, Riz is like a member of the ACLU, so, we had a great fight about it, and, well, fuck it. alright, I just stayed on this topic like way too long. I just want to cover two more little things. This is a very little, small show. I want to talk about Geraldo. I don't understand. How old is Geraldo? I mean, is he like in his late 90s, early, 100s, I don't know, when the guy's old. I don't know, what is he doing? I was watching him today, he's reporting on the hurricane. He's out there, and he's all, like, bent over. He's like because the wind is supposedly, pushing him over, he's all, he's talking about all the horrors of the hurricane, and he's saying, the police were out there, out in force earlier, but now there's no police in sight. And it's like, he's just helping the looters. I mean, it's sort of like, when he was in Iraq and he was like giving the so-called enemy, the positions of the Americans. Geraldo, he's a moron. It's like, I mean, as a looter, that is exactly the kind of information I want to know, that no police are out, and I can go out there and steal and loot at will. I don't know why he doesn't just clear the way for someone like Younger, maybe smarter, It's like, always these old guys that really don't know when to quit, and they ruin it for young people. I mean, I'm not a young person. I mean, I'm pushing 40. But I really think, you know, people like me shouldn't even be around. We should clear the way. I mean, you know, if some kid wants to do a radio station like this, I'm stepping aside. 'Cause, you know, it's just like, you know, these poor kids are not going to be able to find jobs because Geraldo takes all their work away from them. I mean, Geraldo, he just takes the bread off of people's tables. He just takes the bread out of people's mouths. And I wish that old guys would just you know, let it go. They're not going to live forever. You know, the world is really, you know, it's not for old people. And all old people should just get out of the way. You know, what's the expression? No, I was going to say, if the kitchen's too hot, no, what is it? If the kitchen's too hot, oh, if the oven's too hot, get out of the kitchen. But that's the wrong expression. That expression doesn't apply, but it's, you know, I guess I would say old people, get over it. Especially if you're like a moron, like Geraldo. Oh, what an idiot. What is he doing working with that fascist news network? I mean, Fox. I mean, Geraldo, for some reason, he always likes to, like, associate with Nazis. I don't get that. He's like, he's on Fox. You know, I wouldn't call them Nazis, but they're fascists. You know? They're, like, far right. They're really, you know, you might use the word neo-Nazis. But that's probably a little extreme. But no, let's just say they're fascist. I don't like to really call people, use the word Nazi too often because it sort of diminishes the real meaning of a word. But let's just say they're fascist. But and on his show, on the Geraldo show, he's got Nazis flinging chairs around. These are real Nazis. These are definitely full-fledged Nazis. You know, they've got, you know, skinheads, and you know, they don't grow their hair out. They shave their heads, and they tattoo swastikas to their foreheads. You know, or I don't know if they do that. You know, Manson does that, but believe me, these people are you know, they'll kill you. I mean, these people are Nazis. Well, all right, we did Geraldo. I tell you, this show has been such a disaster. Again, I would like to express my apologies to the listeners, and especially to Riz, who really went above and beyond the call of duty. Did I explain what happened to the file? I don't even remember now. But after we did the show, I played the file in Windows Media Player, and then afterwards the file was deleted. Windows Media Player killed it. I don't know how that happened, but you know, certainly Microsoft is to blame for making such shit software. But I take full responsibility because I should have known better. I should have made a copy of the file before I played it. Just as a precaution, I normally do that. This show, it was so screwed up after what happened, you know, being blown off by the freeway blogger and then doing that show with Riz. I was all screwed up and I sort of got out of my normal routine and I wasn't careful and I fucked up. So again, I'm sorry, Riz. Sorry. What else? If anyone wants to call on, fuck it, they could do that. I don't think at this hour anyone's out there. 415-738-0689. Number again is 415-738-0689. I'd like to put a plug in also for Riz's book. The URL is www.dogsdays.com. It really is a great book. I mean, believe me, if I thought it was shit, I wouldn't tell you. I wouldn't be plugging it, you know. It's a great book. Let's see. What else? I'll do just two little quickies. Okay. Who was that? I can't even find the motherfucker. My notes are gone. Wayne Newton. I'll talk about Wayne Newton. I was watching this show on E! Or some kind of crap channel like that. There was a show about Wayne Newton. And if you'll remember, Wayne Newton was, I'll never forget this, after the last presidential election, there was, you know, it was right at the front. It was all rainy and everyone was waiting around for the results. And Wayne Newton and Bo Derek were up there at the front, you know, all cheering and happy because it was announced that, their boy, W, won the election. But anyways, they did a show about Wayne Newton. He's a real asshole. Apparently I didn't even know this, he started out as this, like, really fat, effeminate looking guy. And Johnny Carson used to, like, make all these, jokes about how femmy he was. So Wayne Newton, he talked about, you know, barging into Carson's office and threatening Carson. Don't you make any jokes about my girliness or else, you know. And then he said after that, Carson never did another girly joke about Wayne Newton. And then Wayne Newton, he also talked about McLean Stevenson, who played the doctor on MASH. What was his name? He was like the head doctor guy, and he had always had the fish hooks in his hat and all that. I don't remember, but that's McLean Stevenson. He's dead now, and he said, McLean Stevenson was like a known guy that always did called Wayne Newton, like, called him a girl, and said statements against his masculinity or something. And it just happened that Wayne Newton and McLean Stevenson were booked on the same show. And Wayne Newton said he took McLean Stevenson upstairs, and I don't remember exactly whether he punched him or he threatened him with violence, but he says, after I threatened McLean Stevenson, after I had this talk with him, McLean Stevenson never bothered me again. He never called me a girl again. But here's the thing. McLean Stevenson is dead. The statement can't really be contradicted. I mean, it's sort of, I don't know, I'm having a little trouble buying it. You know, it's like, I remember when the Kennedy kid, Jack Kennedy's kid, I think it's John, John Jr., when he got killed in the plane accident, all these guys came out of the woodwork and were saying about, oh, I love John Jr. Oh boy, what a great guy. But I mean, these were the same guys. These were the same people that were like dissing him all over the place. And it's like, these people never said these. They never had any friendships. Everyone was friends with John Jr. And it's like, that's what everyone claimed, but no one was friends with him. This is all horseshit, but it can't be disproven because he's dead. So I think that's just fucking cop out. And but anyways, getting back to Wayne Newton. Wayne Newton, I think he sucks. I'm gonna just say this. Wayne Newton, you are an effeminate, you're sort of you're a girl. I said it. You're a girl. You're a girly girl. Okay, Wayne? So, if you don't like it, why don't you barge into my studio and like threaten me? I'm not dead. I mean, don't take this as that as a threat. I'm not threatening you. I'm just saying, I think you're a girl, and what are you gonna do about it, Mr. Girly Man? Because I'm sick of assholes like that. I mean, someone says like something, that they don't like. They have such huge egos that, oh, God forbid someone calls me effeminate. That's reason enough for me to go and threaten their life. I mean, what is this shit? I mean, these people need to grow up. Just get over it. I mean, I'm sort of effeminate myself. But I embrace my womanliness. I think I'm kind of beautiful. I've had women tell me, you're beautiful. And I'm thinking, well, fuck it. That's okay. I would like to be handsome, but, if I could be beautiful, that's something. So, I mean, it doesn't really, I don't have to prove that I'm a man. Because I know that I'm a man, even if I'm a little girly, So, Wayne Newton, you're a girl, get over it. You girly girl. You man girl. Mr. Wayne Newton Girly Girl, Mr. Girlyitis, fucking Wayne Newton, loser. What an asshole. I can't believe assholes like that. Well, I'm going to have a little water. Have a little water, and I'm going to finish this up with a... I didn't have time for this before. I'm going to do a... I wanted to do an apology. By the way, here's the number again. It's area code 415-738-0689. This is Moisha, and I'm a girly girl, and now I'm. Now I'm choking to death, and, you know, if you want to call me. If you're Wayne Newton, if you want to call me and threaten me, threaten my wife, whatever, I'm here to accept your challenge, but I'm not threatening Wayne Newton. We're going to want to just put that on the record. I'm just sort of saying, you're a girl, and what are you going to do? And I'm here, and you can call. Maybe you could play the man, I'll play the girl, and we'll do some sex talk. Or maybe if you're already a girl, you know, we could do some girl talk. I'm really violating all the principles of PC that I sort of wrote in stone before the show. It's like I said to myself, okay, here's the rules. Don't always call women. Don't call them girls. Don't use the word girl, stay away, unless the woman is, like, over, like, under three, you know, call them a woman, you know. If the woman is over three, she's a woman. If she's under three, she's a girl, you know. I had very strict rules, because I really don't want to, like, offend my female audience. I really don't. And... I also, it's sort of like, don't use girly man, because that's sort of a Schwarzenegger thing, and I don't want to, like, offend, like, my gay audience, so I sort of just, I don't know if I used girly man, maybe I did, I don't remember, but I just sort of violated all of my grandiose rules. So I am sort of, but in a way it's sort of liberating. It's like, oh, fuck it. Who gives a shit? You know, if you can't, I'm not an asshole. I'm really not, like, a misogynist. I don't hate gay people. I'm a pretty liberated, egalitarian, unprejudiced person. I mean, the only people that I hate are, like, Gentiles, and, you know, who could not hate a Gentile, you know, because they're, you know, they've got these, like really, you know, nasty, uncircumcised penises, and they're sort of disgusting, and, you know, and they call you like a Jesus killer, you know, they accuse you of killing Jesus, and, you know, it's like they're pricks. I'm not saying they're all assholes, but I hate Gentiles, but, I mean, it's the only, like, group I hate, you know. I don't hate all Gentiles. I mean, Muslims I don't hate. You know, but Christians, I mean, you know, everything that's a Christian is like, oh, Jesus this, Jesus that, and it's like, it's always, you're always the personally to blame for killing Jesus, and it's like, you know, it's so stupid, I'm so tired of hearing it, you know, I've heard it over and over as a kid, and it's like, it's so, I hate it, you know, it's like, I always, like deny killing Jesus, you know, being there, like, you know, when I was accused of it, I would say, you know, I didn't kill Jesus, man. Leave me alone. But, you know, in the next life, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, yes, I killed Jesus. I whined the bastard to death, and I enjoyed killing him. I ratted him out to the Romans, but, you know, I just, it was me who nailed put the nails in the cross. I mean, I was the one hammering nails. Jesus, I think he sucked. He was a whiny bastard, and like me, he was a fellow Jew. And I just, I hated Jesus. I'm glad he's dead, and fuck Jesus, fuck him to death. You know, because I'm just sick of hearing it. You know, Gentiles, oh, with their Christmas, they just get in your face, man. I mean, you know, it's like not everyone believes in like. Worships like Jesus and Mary and you know and has to and wants to endure all this bad, you know, Christmas television programming. I mean, good God! I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you people do it. But anyways, my original point was I don't hate everyone, just. You know, certain Gentiles. I'm not really a hating kind of a guy. I was going to do my apology to the people of Iraq, so I think I will do that, and that'll be the end of the show. I need some water first. Hold on. Oh, I'm dying. What a night. It's been one of those nights that you just, you know, wish that you know you were never born or something. Or you know, It just sucked. I feel so horrible what happened before. Because we had such a great show before, me and Riz and me, and it just sucks so bad that's gone. You know, our thread is lost now. It just sucks. Okay. Here's my apology to the people of Iraq. The people of Iraq, I would like to apologize for ruining your lives, for bringing you misery, for exploiting you. I would like to apologize for attacking your once sovereign nation without any provocation whatsoever. I would like to apologize for all the civilians our bombs and our soldiers have killed. I want to apologize to all the children that no longer have mothers, fathers, arms, legs, ears, noses, eyes, have been mutilated by burns because of my government's barbaric brutality against your country. I also want to express my apologies to the families of all the Iraqi soldiers who were killed and to all the Iraqi soldiers who were injured and maimed. I want to apologize to the Iraqi soldiers we have tortured, brutalized, and humiliated in our political prisons. I want to apologize for leaving you without power for months and for destroying the great artifacts of your ancient cultural heritage. I want to apologize for destroying your businesses, your homes, your schools, your mosques, your nurseries, even destroying and slaughtering you at your weddings. I want to apologize for censoring your press, for taking away your freedom of speech, and attempting to crush your will. Lastly, I want to apologize for kidnapping your leader and trying him in a court where the judges are not appointed by democratically elected officials of Iraq, but by the governing power of our empire. I know that this apology cannot bring back your dead, cannot regrow your limbs or unburn the skin of Iraqi babies. It cannot unwreck your lives or unviolate your country, but it is all that I can offer. I am sorry. I take full responsibility for not doing more to prevent the heinous actions of my fellow citizens. I cannot speak on behalf of the God of the Gentile, but I can tell you that my God, the God of my original father Abraham, the God of Moses and David, would never approve of such heinous acts perpetrated against innocent people. Alright, that's it. That is my apology to the Iraqi people. I think someone needed to make it. Politicians weren't making it. Politicians who voted for this evil war and who include John Kerry. And I really mean this about this apology. I think it was there's no word for the unspeakable evil of the war. Not only our, when I say our, I mean United States, but also the UK was involved. Several other major countries were involved in a limited capacity, such as Australia, Italy, and not only the United States. We sort of have a mini axis of evil going here, and I think we really need to say we're sorry. We did a horrible thing. Everyone is responsible. I'm responsible for not doing more at the time. The peaceniks are responsible. The peaceniks, I remember there was a rally against the war, and one woman said, "We will be here every week until this is over," you know. But I guess they sort of ran out of steam. Well, let me tell you folks that I am never going to relent. As long as I am able to do this show, and I don't know, my economic situation is precarious, but as long as I am economically able to do this show and physically able, I have a lot of trouble with my voice. But my point is, as long as I can do this show, I will never ever forget this evil war that we started, and we perpetrated against innocent people. I will never forget how our a right-wing media bent over backwards to protect, to sort of sanitize the war, protect the Pentagon's interests. I mean, they just went, they gave it 190% to 200%, I don't know the expression, but they went way above, above and beyond the call of duty to protect the federal government, okay, the Bush fascist government. And, you know, I should have done more. My comrades should have done more. But I accept responsibility. And, that's all I can tell you. So, we will be back here. We're going to do a real show next week. This was never meant to be a solo job, but I had a major fuck up. I'm sorry. We will be here, either with the freeway blogger. I have a feeling that, you know, he's just blowing me off, but, or Riz. We're going to do another major show. And it will be at 8 o'clock Pacific time next Sunday. Let me look it up on the calendar. I'll tell you the exact date. That will be September 12th, 2004. Jesus, I have a doctor's appointment on Monday. Ugh. I'll do the show. I tell you what, go to talkwarrior.com, and there is updated scheduling information there. You know, and I want some callers, man. I mean, for all those people that gave, and I appreciate the people who gave me good ratings, you know, I thank you. But you need to call, you know, because we need to, you know, and not only that, you need to, like, tell your friends, you know, send out some emails, because, I don't have any money. I mean, I can't dump money into marketing. You know, the left sort of wants nothing to do with me because I'm sort of like too pedestrian, too crass, and I'm sort of not like a conceited intellectual. I wouldn't even call myself an unconceited intellectual, not an intellectual. I don't hate intellectuals, but I happen not to be one. You know, left hates me, and they won't support me. They won't help promote me. So it's basically me and and some cool people that are you know, able to see beyond this whole, you know, conceited left-wing thing. I mean, they're left-wingers, but they're not so fucking conceited that they can, you know, listen to the show, or maybe they're not left-wingers and they like the show. You need to help me. I'm trying to help you. You need to help me. Okay. Well, I'll see you next week. It's talkwarrior.com. Again, sorry, Riz. I'll see you later. Goodbye.